Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Oh, you got to do the same Michael Jackson and store a little.
That's someone.
Pretty good.
Let's get the headline.
Even thick people can do Michael Jackson.
I don't know what the, you know, all right.
Well, because he's a slim stature fella.
If you guys are following along on our bingo, you can now check Leroy Body Shame off the list.
Wait. I was talking about myself, though.
No, hey, listen.
Thick people.
That's fine.
That's not body shaming.
Yeah, whether it's your body, another body. Look, people are trying to win bingo here. These got
to
be
way to back up there, Jalen Ramsey.
What are you talking about?
There you go. Today's bingo sheet, we do have Leroy's body shame there. We have already announced now, Goosey.
Does the bingo sheet change every day? Is that the plan?
Yes, it will be changing every day that I'm in, of course. And every person gets a different order, which I know.
Wow, this is fun. I would love to like play. You come up with great games, and I would love to do something like that, like with you in person.
Oh,
you know, if I were to drive down to Doral, but yeah. Like theoretically, like if that were to happen within the next 24 hours, where would one do that with Frog Boy?
Well, you know, if you had a hankering for some Halloween and horror filled fun, you can head on over to MiamiImprov.com and purchase your tickets for Trick or Trivia tomorrow at the Miami Improv.
Wow.
Yes,
MiamiImprov.com?
Indeed. That is where you secure your tickets to see your boy live on stage. They're not, you know, relegating me, I think that's a word, to the sound booth and saying, hey, little frog boy, shut up behind the curtain. Now I'm on the big stage. The big stage. So if you guys are interested, you know, for any reason, head on over to MiamiImprov.com.
We know the tongue is in your bit. Are the web feet yet in your bit? Is it in your act?
Have not made it there, but we will. Oh, we will.
When they up,
I'm surprised those web feet aren't poking through them old ass shoes you'd be buying.
Okay. All right. Fair.
You guys like buying shoes from the dead?
Okay. Well, do I got a spooky deal for you? Okay. I'm sorry. I'll see myself out.
Is the D-Wade statue going to be mentioned at all at Trick or Trivia?
Yeah, it definitely will. That'll be one of the games.
You know why? Because it's Halloween time.
Wow. If someone comes dressed as a costume contest tonight, if someone comes dressed as the D-Wade statue, that's an automatic win, I'm thinking.
All right. I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do headlines?
You did the headliner, I think.
I forgot.
I'm sorry. I got to bed very late.
Add that to the bingo card.
I was very late. You know, is arriving before 10:30 on the bingo?
You know,
I guess we'll never win bingo.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Hey, if I did do it, Doral Kia, why wouldn't I give them a two and twice?
Yeah.
Doral Kia, choose more over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. If you want heat tickets right now, trivia. Let's play some trivia. True or false?
Line it up.
305-567-0560. You only got to get one right. 305-567-0560. Four pack of tickets, November 4th against the Kings. 305-567-0560. Heat won last night, by the way. If you guys want to get 305-567-0560 for trivia to get the Heat Kings tickets. A true or false question. Only have to get one right. The Miami Heat, they win last night, 106-98. Jimmy Buckets looking good again, Leroy.
He did. He looked really good.
See that spring? You see that half-court lob from Terry Rozier?
Here's what I would say. He got the memo.
Seems like it.
We're paying you to be the guy. Is that asking too much?
Mm-hmm. Do we have a caller? All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good. I'm doing good, man. How are you doing? How are you guys doing?
I'm good, buddy. All right, we have a question, trivia question for the Heat four pack of tickets. Heat Kings. True or false? The statue looks like D Wade.
That is true.
It is true. Give him the tickets there, Marcos.
See, what is this?
Joe is a Heat fan.
Come on.
He knows. Give that man some tickets. Look at it. Congratulations, Joe.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Joe, you're a fraud, right? Let me tell you why. You knew yes was going to get you them tickets, but you know damn well that statue did not look good.
You don't have to answer that question, Joe. You don't have to answer that question.
Joe took a long time.
You
said
you were done with this, Roy.
You don't have to answer that question.
Hold on. So how can he be right when the man who the statue is made after said it's not made to look like him?
Can I just tell you something about D-Wade?
No.
If he's not anything, he's polite. All right? He doesn't want to rip everybody who's being bums.
But he still said the statue was not built to look like him. It was built to capture a moment.
It did capture a moment.
Okay.
In fact,
the guy who says who the statue is made after says it wasn't made to look like him, then how can you say, yes, it looks like him? I'm just asking.
Look, don't take it up with Joe.
Are you trying to take away his tickets?
No, I'm not. Listen, if I would have asked the question, the answer would have been totally different.
Well, I guess you wouldn't have gotten Heat Kings tickets.
I'll ask the question tomorrow and see what happens.
We'll see. You never know when trivia is going to pop up.
Yeah. Ironic.
What?
Say put the Leroy statue outside of Publix. Yep. Holding a sub and a scratch off ticket.
Some guy yesterday was shouting out, he goes, "Where's Leroy?" I said, "Probably yelling at somebody at Publix."
Wow.
What?
That's probably accurate. Where were you at that time? Huh?
I was watching a game.
Well, the game hadn't started yet. It was like 6:30 when I got shouted at that.
Oh, I was at Publix. You know what I went? I went and got a rotisserie chicken, and I had to get two because they look like damn Cornish hens.
What?
Yeah. Y'all don't know what a Cornish hen is?
That's a small
what is a Cornish
from Ohio.
Hen?
A little bitty chicken.
Yeah.
Mm. Iowa, sorry.
Cornish.
Yeah. So I had to get the, you know, they cost the same price, but sometimes they're less tiny.
Are they like more tender?
No. Same as chicken, dude.
I don't know if I'm liking this very much. I just looked at a picture of a Cornish hen and it looks like an entire chicken is the size of my scoop of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's a baby chicken.
I would not like that very much.
I don't like that either.
You never had Cornish hen?
I don't think so, dude.
If you go to a restaurant, they'll have a meal with a Cornish hen, and they just put the whole little chicken on your plate.
See, Will Manso has tweeted out a video of Manny Diaz.
No,
and Manny Diaz has said on coming back.
Why did they have to rope the little chicken's legs together? Put that back up. It's too little. Where are they gonna go?
I don't think they can stand on their own because they're
it's
so tiny.
It's not standing. It's dude. Come on, too much. His hands probably hurt from trying to tie the rope around that little bitty ass chicken.
Manny Diaz. This is from Will Manso. He says on matching up against Miami this Saturday. He says, "Quote: I'm at peace. I've moved on."
Ooh.
Till Saturday when they put that beating on him. You let me tell you something.
What?
He gonna downplay it, but you know he got some tricks up the sleeve.
Oh yeah. For sure.
He gonna fake a punt. He gonna try to block a punt.
He finally beat Mac Brown this year and he smoked victory cigars after the game.
Everybody beats Mac Brown this year.
Understood, but he never beats him. He got his ass kicked. Like, he got fired.
Does Miami play North Carolina this year?
I don't believe they do. No.
They don't play North Carolina. They don't play.
They don't play Clemson. They don't play Clemson, Pitt.
And they don't play Pitt.
They have Duke, I believe, Wake Forest, and Cuse left.
Cuse get to play little Aronde.
Yeah, it's on the road too.
Little Aronde is what Aronde should have been.
Tight end.
Yeah.
Ah. Pretty good as a receiver, though.
No. Not one has nothing to do with the other.
Yep. I've been seeing, speaking of tight ends and sons of NFL players, I've been seeing a lot of Mason Taylor. That's his name, right?
Yep.
LSU. LSU.
Yeah, doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Sounds maybe, like transfer portal next year, huh?
Maybe we can get his dad to take the reins of defensive coordinator while we're at it, huh?
You think he ever tells his dad, he's like, it's weird, this guy will just bust out into an accent sometimes.
Be like, my family, your family's a good player.
Hey, that would go down in history. Look, everybody in the stands was like, nope.
We don't sound like that.
Can't trust him.
Take a break. Mix things up coming up next. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Froggy.
Yes, sir.
What is that? What do you got coming up tomorrow, by the way? What's that called again?
That is Trick or Trivia. That's an excellent question. Trick or Trivia tomorrow at the Miami Improv.
Wow. Yeah. So if you want to see Frog Boy in action, he's going to do bits like he does on the show here, which is his daily game show. Mm. We don't know what sound or video could be coming next. It's the mixed bag. The mixed bag is brought to you by Finland.
Yes.
Home of your Florida Panthers.
Winland. Look at Shams on Pat McAfee.
What do you have on Aaron Rodgers, Shams? Punting.
Woo! Well,
so Shams had the audacity to tweet out that the Lakers signed Christian Coloco, and I'm just like, dude, you don't have to tweet everything.
Yeah, it's fine. He'll learn.
You don't have to tweet everything.
Rookie move.
The Lakers can handle that, dude. Trust me when I tell you, nobody's going to be... Oh, what do you think you could add to the team? I don't know. Nothing. Anyway, what do you got for us today, Marcos?
I traveled in a time machine, gentlemen. I did it. I have broken the time barriers. I have fast-forwarded. Unfortunately, I'm still working on the software, if you will. So I was only able to fast-forward to 1:25 p.m. today. And I was able to record Leroy's response for the clip I'm about to play. This is audio I was able to return from my little space adventure there.
Ooh, you see that intangible flying down the field?
Wow. I was able to go in the future and grab that audio because I am talking about Iowa sprinter Kalen Walker. Don't think this will get us flagged, so I'm going to be able to play this video here. This happened at halftime. Well, I think this is fine. This happened at halftime of the Iowa game, in which Iowa sprinter Kalen Walker pulled off a 4.15 40-yard dash.
What?
Yes.
Ooh, I mean, he was tangible flying down the field.
Yes,
he was coming.
Yes. Wow.
For
a second, I thought you said that.
Yeah, right. That sounds about right.
Although I mean, he looks like
he's moving fast.
He does.
4.15, and I mean, he seems pretty excited too. So it must be an accomplishment.
Was that like a world record time? Like, why was that the show? I guess I know why it was the show, but like, what made the
and more importantly. If I may, when Iowa struggles to score, why doesn't he have a uniform on?
I don't know.
I'm looking at it now. I know, like I mentioned, it was obviously a part of the halftime show, and I know that he is a collegiate sprinter at the school. Why he was doing it still seems Seems to be
rubbing in the faces of the Iowa offense.
Just see, apparently Iowa must have not been doing well, and he's like,
guys, sure. Probably like he ain't big like Fryam Youth.
Exactly, dude. He's showing more or less that Noah Lyles conversation deserves a little bit more talk than
previously. Your boy coaches Iowa, right?
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah, he hates offense.
I mean, he was an offensive line coach. He should be. That happens a lot, though, right? Your expertise that you go into a team with is not the reason why you win.
I don't know.
Just think of my coach that went and coached the 2001 Ravens.
Oh, Billick, yeah.
Billick, yeah. Offensive guru. Couldn't score.
Yeah.
Now, continuing on in the mixed bag. Yesterday, the Miami Heat were able to defeat the Pistons, even though they didn't hit my parlay. But they did a great job. Yeah, totally great. Honoring D-Wade on his night. Jimmy Butler was asked, which is a potentially ridiculous question if you ask me, but he was asked, have the Heat hit their stride officially? This is what Jimmy Butler had to say.
I just think we're in better shape than a lot of guys around the league. We've always taken pride in that. We get up and down. We get after it in practice. We make sure that we're conditioning all the time. We make sure that we're sharing the ball. And we've just been playing the way that we want to play.
Leroy, I know he's interested in you hitting your parlay, dude. You're very greedy. That was a hell of an answer, though. That did stand out to me in the locker room. He's like, yeah, we're just in better shape than other. We're not playing that great.
That, hey, that I will say, boy, I don't care who's on the floor. They are running.
Yeah. I mean, they're well rested from their vacation at Atlantis prior to the season beginning. So I'm sure their Royal Caribbean cruise did them well. Right before the season began.
Jimmy has gone to the free throw line 28 times over the last two games.
Yeah, but he's missed like seven free throws.
Not yet. The game.
I'm talking about total.
The game in Charlotte, he missed a bunch, yeah.
Yeah.
He also said yesterday he explained. I asked him about, because they had one of those games yesterday where they stole the basketball a lot. And his answer was because he's always been great at stealing the basketball. He's like legit one of the best players in the league at it.
Yep.
And he's just like, yeah, I want everybody on this team to gamble. I want us all to gamble six times a game. Spo's probably going to get mad, but you can only F up twice. He says, if you only F up twice, he can't get that mad at you. And I'm like, no, we can't get that mad at you because you're Jimmy Butler.
But like, Jovic try that because he tried to get steals.
Right. He's going to be like, I'm sorry, coach. I was just doing what Jimmy told me to do. He goes, no, not you. Not you, big man.
I think more importantly, in order to have a lot of steals like they've been doing, they have to know when they can do it. Right. Like you have to know, hey, you're guarding a guy by yourself. You can't leave him open.
Right.
And so I think what they've done and what they've done a good job of is when they take those opportunities to make steals, it doesn't put them in a bad situation on the defensive end. You know, because it's either really like they had a lot of steals right on the other side of the midcourt where they just rushed the guy. You know, so the timing of it has been great.
Yeah, but I don't know if Spo is going to love his star being like, just gamble. Go out there, do what you want.
But as long as the other four back him up, then you're good.
Yeah, but what? Like, aren't there certain guys who, like Spo has said before, there's Jimmy Butler rules and there's everybody else rules when it comes to defense.
But if Jimmy Butler says it, that means that the other four guys can pick up the slack if somebody gets free. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, like when we have Bernie on and Bernie say, he tell me, don't block that guy, go out. Mm-hmm. Right. He knows he's free. He better throw me the damn ball. Otherwise, it's going to look terrible for both of us. So it's kind of one of those things that if you're all together on this and you cover for one another, then Spo's not going to mind. But when you start giving up easy buckets because some guy trying to get a steal, then there's a problem.
Gamble. Gamble. You just got to get like 4 out of 6. You can up two. Spo would probably get mad, but if you get 4 out of 6, he can't be too mad. I want all the gambling in the world. That's what I do. I want everybody else to follow suit.
That's probably be the anthem for our show. We want all the gambling in the world.
I wish I got 4 out of 6.
Yeah, but you try to do 13 leg parlay.
Well, you know,
Jimmy Butler told me to.
I love it. Gamble.
Yes.
Gamble. You just got to get like.
Just gamble.
Just gamble, dude. Did you guys see what he did at the end of the game yesterday?
Yeah, he like you explained it, Marcos. It was really funny.
He tried to steal the ball. The Pistons put the ball down as the clock was expiring. Jimmy Butler tried to steal the ball and points at the scorer's table like, "That's a steal! That's a steal!"
They counted it too. I think they went back and took it away because when the first box score came out, he had 5 steals. And then I looked at night. I was like, "Oh wait, it went down to 4." So I think he initially got it, and then they're like, "No, that doesn't count."
No, they reviewed it, and I think he kind of fumbled the ball. But I think had he secured the ball, that would have been a steal.
Wow, that was good. Anything else in the mix bag?
Yes, indeed. Not sure if you guys have noticed the trend of triple Jota ending the games. Spo here talks about how Jaime Jaquez Jr. is fitting well at the end of the game.
When you have Jaime closing with that group, the other 4 starters at the end, how does he kind of click into place with that group down the stretch?
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, he'll figure it out. He's a basketball player, right? Like, you know, he can play on the ball. You know, he's got a knack for the ball. Defensively, he had a couple really good plays, you know, that... a couple steals down deflections when they're trying to throw it into Harris, and another one where he poked it away. He's a good defensive rebounder. He just has a knack for making the play, you know, at the right time. And then offensively, he's fearless. He's not afraid of anyone or any moment. So yeah, with that unit, he has to play a little bit more off the ball, but he knows how to play off the ball. He can cut. He gets into open spots. His 3-point shooting is improving dramatically. And he also can handle. So sometimes I don't want, you know, other guys to burn themselves out. So he can be a de facto point guard at times. He doesn't have to run the whole show, but he knows what I need from him, and he'll get better with everything. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad I can help, Coach.
Foot.
He does do the hand on the thing.
All right. I'm out of here. Jaime has looked good. The shot has looked good. His jump, his 3-point shot has looked really good. Of course, he's got that beautiful footwork. You know, just I love seeing that.
Good footwork.
I love when he gets somebody small on him.
Yeah.
And they back him down. Like, yeah, that's a bucket.
Sucker, dude. Just ridiculous. By the way, you know he's probably going to get a lot of love this weekend because he played in Mexico City on Saturday.
Oh,
wow. Yep.
International South Florida sports going on right now.
Yep, it's international weekend, dude.
I am liking that.
A lot of foreign lands. You got the
thing out. Diggs is out for the year.
Who is?
Ooh.
Stephon Diggs.
Oh wow!
Yikes!
All right. How about this? Oh, we got a Shams bomb.
Oh,
here's what he has tweeted out: the cast for season 2 of Netflix's Starting Five.
Hmm?
Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh,
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Young crew.
Jaylen Brown.
Oh.
Fat bum James Harden.
Okay, hold on. Did they say? Okay.
Yeah, he tweeted
exactly
that
exactly what they said.
All right.
And Kevin Durant.
Ooh, and which Twitter account?
All of them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's the number one thing the show's going to show is like, hey, how many accounts?
This guy's got an operation, like 20 TV screens, 4 different keyboards.
Oh man, that is the mixed bag. We'll take a break, wrap things up on the other side. Back after this.
Latino Gang. Global. El Alfa. Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Let's go.
You think the Yankees have pride tonight, Leroy, or you think
no.
this puppy's over?
It's over. because one, the most they've scored is 3 runs, which is more than anybody has scored against the Dodgers. And you haven't kept the Dodgers from scoring anything less than 4.
Mm.
That's a bad combination right there. So some has to give. Either mysteriously, the Dodger bats have to go ice cold, or your bats have to get extremely hot.
Can't say I'm not happy about it. I mean, I just would have felt icky if the Yankees would have won this World Series. It would have felt like we were completely Ponzi schemed. You know, it would have felt like the people who were crypto drained by that FTX fella. Like, you know, you're watching the World Series and you're seeing Jazz and you're seeing Giancarlo. They even got John Birdie. And I'm like, you know, and then you see Jeets sitting up there next to Big Poppy.
I just think the Dodgers are better. Like, you can say what you want. Like, yes, the Yankees have power. Okay. But the Dodgers have better hitters. I mean, pure hitters. And they hit the ball. Like, up and down their lineup, they hit the ball. Like, they don't have these periods where everybody's swinging and missing. Right? The Yankees go through 2 innings where nobody can get a foul tip.
There's a couple of NFL notes. Leroy did mention last segment, Stephon Diggs done for the season, knee injury. But also during the break, Joe Flacco is back.
Because the coach is pissed off at
Richardson? Apparently so.
Well, yeah. I can give another reason why Flacco might be back.
It's better.
2 for 15 for, at one point, his stats were 2 for 15 for 80 yards.
I needed a breaky poo. Just say what it, say what you're thinking.
I don't know what I'm thinking because I've never heard of that before.
Well,
ever. Not at quarterback. Running back, wide receiver. Tyreek takes breaks. I took breaks. Right? There's 2 positions that don't take breaks. Offensive line and quarterback. Yep. Same offensive lineman, same quarterback. You've never seen a lineman tap his head and say, I need a break. Ever. Defensive line takes breaks. But if there's 6 positions on the football field that don't take a break, and I will take it one step farther, 4 on the defensive side of the ball, or 6 on the defensive side of the ball. They get switched, so maybe they get a break then, but I'll just go with the 4. The starting 4 wide receivers usually never come out.
Anthony Richardson finished 10 of 32. For 175 yards, 1 TD, 1 pick. He rushed 6 carries, 45 yards. And Joe Flacco, I mean, everybody was mentioning that going into the Dolphins game that, you know, Joe Flacco's numbers were, I think it was 7 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Yeah.
So he's back.
He's got, like, one of the things I said about the Browns is that when you watch the film of when Deshaun Watson was the quarterback, there were open guys, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just wasn't pulling the trigger.
Right.
Jameis Winston and Joe Flacco are not afraid to throw the ball down the field.
I'm curious how long Joe Flacco can keep this up. Like, this has become such an interesting turn because he used to be very, like, maligned. It's a very weird thing because people always...
Everybody says, "Whoa, Joe Flacco's back," but that's not what the Jets were saying.
That's not what the Jets were saying. That's not even really what the Ravens were saying at the end. He won them a championship.
Right.
You know?
Right, it's a weird thing, isn't it?
Now he's beloved Wiley vet.
he's new Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, but he's not because he was much more credentialed. Yeah, he's much more accomplished than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It's amazing because you can almost say the same thing about Jameis Winston. Like Jameis Winston could go on a run here. That will make him a starting quarterback for the next 3 or 4 years.
I mean, was that winning drive not the Jameis Winston experience? Like, just.
I mean, that dime he threw, first of all, why? If you want to know why teams play kind of a prevent defense, rule number 1 in prevent, Don't let anyone get behind you. Rule number one. That's why there's so much area and intermediate. You make them drive down the field, hope your pass rush gets there, you mix up the blitzes or whatever, but you never let anybody deeper than you. The fact that not only was it a perfect pass, but that guy was looking behind him.
Yep.
In that situation.
And how many throws was that when he almost threw it right to a Raven?
Like three plays later?
They really dropped like three picks in that game, I saw. And I was like, whoa.
Well, here, Marcos, you know what we say offensively?
That's why they play corner?
Yeah, because they can't catch. Corner is nothing but a wide receiver that can't catch.
It's fair.
Now, there are some wide receivers that had tremendous ball skills. So, but for the most part, they beat the ball up.
You might want to have like some Tums next to you watching Jameis Winston the next couple of weeks.
Dude, let me explain something to you. I said that when they said, should they go to Jameis Winston, right? And I was like, look, Jameis is going to make some plays, but he's going to throw it to the other team. I don't know if that helps you or hurts you. And as soon as he went into that game and started balling, you know I got hit up on Twitter. Apologize to Jameis Winston. I'm like, for what? Saying he was a 30-30 guy? So maybe later on in his career, he realizes what chances he can or can't make. But he did throw a couple that were dropped. That being said, he is almost a perfect fit from this standpoint. He's going to push the ball down the field. Deshaun Watson did not do that. Joe Flacco came in last year, pushed the ball down the field. It created a whole new dynamic for this offense that Deshaun Watson didn't, and that's why they brought him here. They brought him to the Browns to be that dynamic. He wasn't. So, yes. Is Jameis Winston going to look great at times? Yes. I hope he's figured out this turnover thing. Just like I said, I hope that Joe Flacco, but guess what happened? Joe Flacco ended the season as great as he started, 13 touchdowns and 8 picks.
Yeah, but you can only ride that. Like, this does not end with Jameis Winston winning the Super Bowl. Like, it's only going to take
I know,
so far.
But what I'm saying is this. Would he be worth paying $10 million as a backup? With James an option? Yeah, because who knows what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson coming back from Achilles? Because, like, what if he just says, I had enough, right? They did cheer when he got hurt, which was wow.
He's not leaving. I mean, if he...
He's not leaving, but if he's not going to be able to start next year, the season.
Nope.
So... If Jameis gets in there and they go 5-1, 4-2, you just eat the money, right?
I think they've already – there's no way that the Browns ownership isn't already accepted they're eating the money.
So that is, you know
– Like the sad
it's
truth.
Really a, it's not really a dilemma because here's what's going to happen. If the season starts and Jameis Winston is playing well and then Deshaun Watson is healthy – If you go back to Deshaun Watson, you're going to have a problem with the other 52 men on that roster.
Of course. I mean, the dirty secret of it all is they're probably relieved that he got hurt this year. They don't got to think about it the rest of the year. But once it happens, it happens. I'm not saying anybody wished it. I'm just saying, like, it's like, all right, the elephant goes away out of the room. You can throw a blanket over it for a little bit.
Right. But it was like, yeah, that game. And that pass at the end of the game let you know what Jameis Winston is capable of. But can he – just give me – how about 3-1? 3-1, they win a lot of games. 3 touchdowns, 1 pick.
It literally feels like going to a football craps table.
It – like that's the – like – but in the words of Brendan Tobin, Gonna be fun, baby.
This is gonna be fun, baby.
Because you know he gonna throw it, right?
Some people tried to yell at me yesterday because they're like, "You got your fun game. You got your fun game." And I was like,
"Yeah,
I did. It was much more enjoyable." I don't know. Like, I did enjoy that loss more than I did the Patriots win, game for game. They're no different. Like, I just want everybody, like, the results are different, but they're no different a team. You didn't watch anything. The only difference between the Dolphins game and the Patriots game is the Dolphins got away with one of the Patriots. That's it.
Yeah.
But it was a more fun game. You can't deny that.
Say, in Winston's last starting year, he led the league in passing yards, 5,000 in Tampa. That is correct. He's also the first person in the history of football to go 30-30.
Who's the last person to even get close to that many picks in a season?
First of all, that many picks with that many touchdowns. It's me, the Smalling. 30-30 is fun. It is fun and heart-wrenching at the same time.
George Blanda had the most interceptions in the season with 42 in 1962.
How many touchdowns?
Seven.
Right, hold on. What?
Oh, that'd be crazy. That's a horrible season.
I'm just telling you, that's what that's going to look like. It's going to look like 20 touchdowns to 42 picks, something like that.
Can't believe you're making me look at George Blanda stats.
That was not on the bingo card. Definitely not.
What was this again? What year was it? 1962.
Oh, right, yes. The good times.
1962, 42 picks, 27 touchdowns.
27 touchdowns. But still, think about that.
Year before that, 36 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. He giveth, he taketh.
Hey, I got to tell you, that George Blanda, turnover machine.
Wasn't he like, I've heard his name in like Hall of Fame talks or something like
because that. Because he was also the field goal kicker.
Okay. Well then.
Yeah. I think he played until he was 46.
All of these interception numbers like are from the 80s other than Jameis Winston. Like the 80s, the 70s.
That's
Jameis Winston's like the only modern era guy that even sniffed that up until like Brett Favre in 2005. So you went like, so would you go 14 years before somebody had a season turning the football over that much?
That's not even counting the fumbles.
Peyton Manning's rookie year, he had 28. Jeez.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why he's not in Tampa anymore. It's not because of his ability to throw the ball and get yards. It's how good are the yards if you have 30 picks?
That's a show for today, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Desmond Ridder.
Oh, man, we're back, baby.
The Cardinals traded you on a flyer.
No, Tobin.
But you're going to go back up, Kyler.
Whatever you say, Aaron. Punting.
My interaction with a monkey ain't going to be to the point where I could get herpes. I don't care what the monkey got.
Hey, Marcus, I don't know what your freaking problem is, but go to hell, man.
Hope you mother have a good day.